KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A New York banker was the final witness in this first week of Donald Trump's hush money trial. Gary Farrow worked as a senior managing director at First Republic Bank and met Michael Cohen in 2015.
Prosecutors now are having to get into the nitty-gritty of the accounts that Michael Cohen opened and created for his shell companies in which he was funneling the payments to Stormy Daniels and was going to funnel the payment to Karen McDougal, but did not end up doing so.
ABC's Olivia Rubin in court. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations are spreading to more college campuses. Protesters are demanding that the schools divest of any links to Israel. The Pentagon says the largest military assistance package to Ukraine so far is on the way. Residents of Flint, Michigan, taking to the streets 10 years after the city's water crisis began, demanding officials fix the problem once and for all. Stocks closed higher for the first week in a month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kel DeRoy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The 2025 NFL Draft will be a boost to Wisconsin economies near and far, says Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
But the reality is this is going to be an event that benefits the state in its entirety. Far away is Milwaukee, Madison, maybe, you know, Wausau, who knows, Eau Claire. So it's going to be good for everybody.
Genrich is in Detroit for this year's draft. It will be held in Green Bay in 2025. A 25-year-old Oshkosh man has been arrested on 8 counts of recklessly endangering safety, 3 counts of possession of child pornography, 2 counts of criminal damage to property, and endangering safety by setting up a spring gun. This all happened following an incident on Central Street on Wednesday afternoon. Oshkosh police report several bullets penetrated the walls of the home and impacted an adjacent residence. No one was injured in the incident. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Packers draft a left tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers picked Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona, in the first round. Morgan says he's watched a lot of tape of former Packer David Bakhtiari over the years.
Really strong arms, a really strong upper body, and he can really lock people up, which is where I get my game from. I like to just lock people up and stalemate, and I mean, he's just a dog.
At the 25th pick, did the Packers ever consider taking offers to trade down GM Brian Gutekunst?
There was a couple things we were looking at to make sense to move backwards. At the end of the day, because Jordan was available, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure we secured the player.
Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean was not selected. He'll still be available tonight in rounds 2 and 3. Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Pirates, thanks to a 2-run homer by Gary Sanchez. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he's a veteran hitter, and he's given us a big lift doing that. I mean, it won the game for us.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers in Indy tonight for game 3 of their playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy, temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. For tomorrow, looks like a mostly cloudy day, another round of showers and storms in the afternoon, and warmer, breezy with highs in the upper 70s. More rain ahead for Sunday and cooler, currently 51 degrees.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Madison Mallards' Kyle Chisholm joins us to talk all things baseball. Three headlines in a lie. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matinair on air.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Friday, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, Johnny, TGBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. I forgot the I in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost nailed it. You got
I almost got it. I'm trying, man. It's Friday, though. Weekend is coming up. And, Johnny, you know what, though? We are closer and closer to Tuesday, April 30th, where we are going to be in Madison, Wisconsin, live broadcast, Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. We're going to be there. And you know why we're going to be there? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Yeah, Johnny, I'm getting it. I got my little email this morning saying, you know, make sure you're ready to board your flight. I'll be leaving out of here in Columbus, Ohio on Sunday, getting in. And, man, we're going to be in town, do a little work there, do a live show Monday from the Madison studio, and then Minocqua Brewing Company on Tuesday. Everybody, come on out. Check it out. Yeah, Johnny and I are going to be there in person, for real, yeah. for real, real life.
We are. And we love to, you know, visit capitals and be around the action that happens, because democracy in action, you know, we're all about it, especially connecting it to education. And Tim, I don't want to spend, we'll get plenty of time to talk about the fun next week, but we've got a great guest tonight.
Yeah, we do tonight.
Following up on the conversation this week about school safety and all the, you know, tomfoolery happening in capitals around our country. But defenders of democracy are out there, right? And we had some callers from Tennessee on Wednesday. And Tim, let's get right into it, because we got a special guest from Tennessee tonight.
We do. In fact, tonight on Busted Pencils, we are thrilled to welcome Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson, a staunch advocate for public education and a dedicated voice against the controversial decision to arm teachers in schools. Representative Johnson is best known for her unwavering commitment to student safety and educational integrity. She recently voted against the new legislation that permits teachers to carry concealed firearms, and that's amidst a growing national debate. Gloria, thank you for coming on Busted Pencils.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
Oh, this Johnny said the tomfoolery. We're talking about this. It's in Nashville. You know, the show's produced out of Madison, Wisconsin. Again, another, you know, when you're talking about the attack on public education, I was wondering, you know, can you just walk us through what the atmosphere was like in the legislature on that day of that vote? You know, what are some key arguments that you guys tried to show some sense of a sanity? So, yeah, question one, what was the atmosphere like?
Well, the atmosphere, I mean, you know, there were a lot of parents there, a lot of students. The students had organized two rallies that week. They had shown up and did two rallies to let them know that they were against that, showed up with their teachers a lot of times. And everybody was very vocal about how they felt about this bill. And it was, it was came through the first year of session, which this 113th was, the first year was last year, but that is right after the Covenant shooting happened. Mm-hmm. We would have been hearing it in April, just after the shooting. And so they tabled it that year. But then it came through our Senate, and then we knew that they were going to pull it off the table in the House. So it was very sneaky the way they did it, because we didn't know when they were going to do it. But people had to show up every day because they could have pulled it off the table at any point.
Oh.
And so people showed up every day until they pulled it off the table the day, you know, before session was ending, and then put it on the calendar for that that last day. So there were people in the gallery, and as soon as that vote passed, it just erupted, and they started chanting. The highway patrol removed everyone from the gallery. It was just a mess, and people were in tears. One of our members could not stop crying and had to go into the one of the clerk's offices just off the floor to just compose herself, because it's so emotional for us.
Well, I think about, I saw some of that. I mean, so you, I mean, the people who were there supporting the, you know, trying to say no, don't vote on, you know, vote against this, they were removed. I mean, and it, to me, they did nothing except they were there.
Right. We look up sometimes and they're moving people out of the gallery, and we're like, I didn't hear a thing. You know, what happened? Why are they removing them? And they'll get the press out too, oftentimes. It's just remarkable how, I mean, you know, it's true what they say, democracy dies in the dark. And when folks are not there watching what's happening in the Tennessee state legislature, we are losing our democratic norms day by day.
Well, you say we come here every night too, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Busted Pencils. And we talk about that because we talk about public education, the foundation of democracy,
right,
and making sure that there, I mean, you, a former teacher, thank you too for all of that work, because, you know, we're out there. And in fact, you're an example of what Johnny really is pushing, saying, hey, teachers, if you can step up and take on this whole role of, you know, putting yourself out there, whether it's to run for school board, local, you know, local council, all the way, state count, all the way, but just doing that active membership. But you're a teacher. I wonder, though, what do you think this law will do to the classroom environment if, well, and it's not if, but, your governor, did he sign it already, or he's
going? He's,
that's okay.
There's a march tomorrow from one of the parks to his house. And he and it was to ask him not to sign it. He signed it today before people marched to his house. And I'm not going to be in Nashville, but I said, I hope y'all are marching anyway. And so I think that I'm pretty sure that they will.
Yeah.
But just horrific. And already I think about 10 counties have come out and said, we're not doing it.
Wow. So excellent.
It's, you know, I'd like to see the other 90, you know, or 85 counties come out and say the same thing. I hope they do, just to be a big, you know, in your face to those guys, because we kept telling them, they'll talk to two or three people that want it, and then they'll stop talking to people. There is no question that the majority of families or teachers or students do not want this. You know, some of the things that I talked about, you asked about how we fought this. And for me, I'm like, teachers already do four jobs. They're teachers, they're social workers, they're nurses, they're counselors. And now you want to make them security as well. And they get paid crappy for the one job that they do. I mean, Tennessee teachers are making less today than they did 10 years ago when you take into consideration cost of living. And now, and this bill is so bad, you guys. This bill says that the teacher will carry the gun on them at all times, except when they're in the gym or at the football field. And I'm like, well, what do you do with your gun if you're going to the gym? Right. What do you do with your gun if you're going to the football field? Where's the safe place you're going to store that weapon? It's just ludicrous. And if you're teaching second graders, you hear a noise out in the hall. Are you supposed to leave your class and go check and see what that noise is? And maybe step out in the hall to with your pistol to somebody who's got an AR-15 and a couple of other weapons?
Mm.
You're asking a teacher to go to their death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you talk about, like, in New York, in a back-and-forth gun battle, police are only about 18% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what a teacher with one-tenth of the training is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it all the time, and it's true. I feel this way. If you are a teacher and you want to carry a gun, you might not need to be in a school.
That's right. Yeah.
Johnny. Well, we thought about this. Like you said, nothing about this increases safety. This absolutely actually increases the likelihood that somebody is going to get hurt. We had a couple call us. We had a Tennessee teacher call us the other night, too, and just saying, it's just like, it's not a matter of if, it's a when it will happen. And, yeah. And Gloria, you talked about one of the situations where something will happen. Okay, I got to go to the gym. I got to put my gun down. And that gun now, where you're going to put it, who knows? But in a moment, that gun is probably going to be left unattended. And then imagine what happens then, and then imagine how the teacher then has to live with the situation like that. We had, was it Larry, Johnny, who called from Tennessee? And he's just like, you know, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm just not going to do it. He said it. And if there is one thing, he's like, you know, it's bad enough. I already every day am trying to convince myself why I shouldn't quit. And he's like, this is just one of those things. This is just driving him in that direction, Johnny, right?
Yeah, well, and I'm glad to hear Gloria say, you know, to give us a firsthand account of the resistance to it, the opposition to it, and then also to hear, and we had touched on this, Tim, remember I said, I hate to just, there's no silver lining in this,
right?
But I was saying, listeners, like, don't get this wrong, there will be some local autonomy in this. Districts will be able to say no to this. School leaders will be able to say no, districts will be able to say no. So that's not me condoning that this is a great political, you know, time well spent. It's absolutely not. But, you know, Gloria telling us, like, there already are 10 and hopefully many more to come. So they'll listen to teachers. They'll listen to families. You know, good school leaders that are out there will say, you know what, this is not what we want in our schools. This is not a solution.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that really just with these guys that they cannot understand is that we want to prevent the guns from ever getting to the schoolhouse doors. We want red flag laws and safe storage laws and reporting of lost and stolen weapons. We want to make sure that guns never get in the hands of dangerous people and never get to the schoolhouse door. They want to bring the gun battles into the classroom. By arming a teacher in a classroom, you are literally bringing the gun battle into the classroom. How they don't see this is just remarkable to me. They have no idea what goes on in a classroom in the day. They have no idea what goes on in a school building. And they are foolish, but they just can't stop themselves from doing one ignorant thing after another.
Our guest, State Representative from Tennessee, Gloria Johnson, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Number's 855-752-482. If you want to jump in, give us a call. When we get back, though, too, Gloria, I want this constitutional right. I heard that being thrown out there as the reality. More.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. We are joined by Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson. No vote, voting no on giving teachers concealed carry guns. Didn't really matter, though, Gloria, as you said, the opposition, they just couldn't help themselves. I wonder, though, too, I was listening to one of the opposition, and he framed it this way. It was just like, look, it's not about arming teachers or not. He's just like, I am just making sure that I am making the federal constitution apply in that anybody should have the right to carry a firearm. You know, he goes, it's not my place to say whether or not it should be a school or not. Our job is to enforce the federal constitution. And so the reason why we want teachers to have guns, and it didn't, to me, he's like, it's totally removed from safety or not. He was just like, look, it's their right to carry a gun. And we should make sure that people's rights, particularly in Tennessee, those school teachers, they have a right to carry a gun. And I want to make sure that that right is given to them.
Bless their hearts. They also say sometimes it's a God-given right. And I totally miss that part of the Bible where God gives you a right to carry a firearm. But the Constitution, let's talk about the Tennessee Constitution first. Mm-hmm. The Tennessee Constitution, when it talks about guns, the article that talks about guns says that you have a right to carry firearms and the legislature has the right to regulate guns for the safety of the populace.
Yeah.
They had a constitutional amendment this year to remove that part of our state constitution.
Did it pass?
Constitutional amendments have to go through two sessions and then, yeah. So, not yet.
Okay.
But just the idea that is just so ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, that word regulation is just something that you know, your opposition, you know, I said red Republicans, you know, well, we got to do away with regulations. It's like, well, no, when we're talking about safety, but Gloria, you're thinking with this though, too. I mean, what the Democrats in Tennessee, what were you trying to offer instead of guns?
Well, I want to go back a little bit to our Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, does say well-regulated.
Well-regulated, yeah.
They forget that part as well. But what we were offering, well, and one thing that nobody talks about, because this was kind of kept a little bit quiet, but it's a fact, there were two armed staff at Covenant when that shooting took place. That were armed for security purposes, but they weren't able to stop anything. But what we were offering is prevention, stopping the guns from ever getting to the schoolhouse door, red flag laws that remove guns away from people who are dangerous, also safe storage laws and consequences if someone gets your gun and uses it in a crime, because so many times, especially when it's younger people, they're getting these guns from their parents' house or an uncle or, you know, somebody that's a relative or a friend. And so we're trying to talk about that. We have already had passed legislation for an SRO in every school. I honestly think that there are better ways, and most of that comes through the prevention end, because we haven't really seen... We've seen armed guards in school do nothing,
right?
You know, or slink away from the situation. Mm-hmm. So what we really need to do is we need to make sure that students have their social workers and counselors in our schools. There was a school shooting in Central High School in Knoxville in 2008 when I was teaching there. And it was one student who was new, was a foster student who came from a really, it was just really a lot of upheaval from being removed from his family, putting in another home. And it felt like this other kid was bullying him and, you know, just a horrible situation. And they did, you know, there was a shooting in the cafeteria that morning before school started. And all I can remember, the kids running down that hill into my classroom with just screaming and terror on their faces and just kind of trying to figure out what happened because they couldn't even talk about it when they first got in the room. And you don't ever forget that. I'll never forget that day. When I'm in a classroom still and I hear sirens, I jump because it just goes back to that day. And I'm sure that most of the people that were in that building with me as well are experiencing some of the same things. But, you know, we've got to make sure that kids have access to someone to talk to when they need to. Make sure that we're caring for everyone's mental health. And then also make sure the dangerous people don't have weapons.
I was going to say, I mean, the whole gun control is just it, like we're not going to even talk about that, you know, as if it's like, sorry, we're going to, bad guys are going to get guns. That's just the way it is. And therefore, we're going to make sure good guys have guns then, too. And you're sitting there going like, yeah, but what if bad guys couldn't get guns?
And you're only a good guy with a gun until you're not.
Right. Well, and, I know.
And that's what we also had. We also had one of the Republicans bring a bill saying that our local counties could not write their own red flag or ERPO laws. They couldn't write them. So they took away the rights of locals because they won't do it. And then I think that's the next thought is locals are going to go, well, we're going to do them locally then. Well, they preempted them from being able to do it. And I ask, I'm sitting in the committee and I asked the sponsor of the bill, I said, do you believe dangerous people should have weapons? No. You're taking away the very thing that can remove weapons from dangerous people. You know, a lot of times it's where, you know, we had a particular incident in East Tennessee where a couple got divorced. A lot of stuff was going on. The man didn't handle it well. He, you know, he was fine until he wasn't fine and ended up shooting their son. And this is a situation where even if you go to the police, they can't do anything about taking those guns away unless we have a policy in place that allows them to do that.
It just the frustration you must go through, you know, so you're part of the Tennessee Three, as you got, as you all have been now known across the country, and just seeing your colleagues too. I don't know how you do it every day. We thank you for doing it mostly too. The idea of modeling for us what democracy looks like, Gloria, and modeling for educators that's saying, you know what, on issues, you know, we need educators in these positions because they don't listen to us, you know? And even though you must be frustrated because they're not listening to you now, but you're there. You're there, yeah. And you're a model for teachers. So Gloria Johnson, state representative from Tennessee, thank you so much. And if you ever need anything with education, come back to Busted Pencils. We would love to have you on, and we really appreciate you. And what we say to all of our guests, thank you for busting pencils.
Yeah, thank
you so much, and I'm happy to come back anytime.
Great.
All right, we're calling you, Gloria. Thank you,
Johnny and Tim. We'll break it down, and we got some callers when we get back. Busted Pencils.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is in Brown County, says Katrina Nordyke of Brown County Public Health. Pertussis is highly contagious for 21 days from the onset of symptoms.
If you are showing symptoms, stay home, wear a mask, and hand hygiene is always important. Wash your hands, keep surfaces clean, try to stay away from others if you're sick, and wear a mask to prevent those droplets from spreading if you cough or sneeze.
Whooping cough can be very dangerous for babies under 1 year old and people with compromised immune systems. New rules for school meals were announced by the USDA this week. For the first time, they are limiting added sugars to meals starting in the 2025-26 school year. By fall of 2027, added sugars in school meals will be limited to no more than 10% of the total calories per week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy, temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. For tomorrow, looks like a mostly cloudy day, another round of showers and storms in the afternoon, and warmer. Breezy with highs in the upper 70s. More rain ahead for Sunday and cooler. Right now it's 48.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah, we sow the seeds to see us through. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, 855-752-4842. Thank you to Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson for joining us to talk about that. Give us the insider perspective of dealing with the insanity going on with Tennessee arming teachers. We've got callers. Mark from the SAC. Mark, you're first. What's happening, Mark?
Yeah, thanks. It's just remarkable to hear this kind of thing. I wonder how comfortable those legislatures would feel if there's somebody sitting up in the gallery there with a AR-15, and every so often the guy would pull the bolt back on the it so they hear the chambers slamming shut and wondering if they're right.
Cardless. Bliss is more.
3, 2, 1,
get up! Get out of here, go!
Back at the track!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track at the wall, and it is gone. Jackson Chourio
at the track, wall, gone. El Kraken gives the Brewers the lead.
Tonight, the crew takes on the New York Yankees at beautiful American Family Field.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Back to the slide piece, and he got it.
High drive! Deep right! Where's it going to land? Way back.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From American Family Field here in Milwaukee on another overcast and cool April evening, it's the Brewers against the New York Yankees in game one of a three-game weekend series. Hello again, everyone. Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Josh Maurer taking care of our engineering problems tonight. With you tonight to open up this three-game set against New York, it'll be Colin Ray working for Milwaukee. Lewis Heel is working for New York. Back with more. The On Deck Show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Where you get your podcasts.
We are back with you once again from American Family Field, and Lane Grindle, the New York Yankees, make their trip to Milwaukee.
And the Yankees have a lot of star power, as you usually expect them to have when they come to town. Aaron Judge
celebrating his 32nd birthday tonight. He is here, of course, but you also have Juan Soto on this team now, too, and he's one of the best hitters in baseball.
It's going to be a good series, a three-game set, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Back with more. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Welcome to the Murph and Uke Show. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon. Back with you once again from American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the New York Yankees, game one of a three-game weekend series. It features Colin Ray working for the crew, and for New York, it's Luis Gil. Bob Uecker along with Pat Murphy. And Murph, as we get set for the start of game one on this homestand, it seems like it's been forever that you guys have been on the road, but you're back home now, and a road trip that was good and bad in a way, and I guess good I'm talking about the wins, bad I'm talking about losses to your roster.
No question about it, Uke. We survived it. Played fairly well at times. Pleased with the results, but long way to go. We're under construction, as you know. but losing a couple guys is tough, but none bigger than Wade Miley. It was discovered that he has a tear of his UCL, and he's going to have surgery.
Let me ask you, Murph, when you're watching, and you've seen these guys enough now, and when you're looking, and especially a pitcher, an infielder, outfielder, somebody else on the club, you kind of pick it up right away, but there are those guys, and, you know, we're talking about one of them right now in Wade Miley, who are going to stay out there and they're going to pitch through an inning if they can without telling you something that is bothering them, and usually it's something serious.
Yeah, Wade's he's an old school guy. He's been out there for a lot of years, had a great career, throwing the best he's ever thrown in last year for sure, and, you know, to lose him is bad. But that's what they do. They are so used to competing at such a high level that it kind of the pain and the injury doesn't really surface because their adrenaline's going, their competitive juices are going, and but a lot of times, you know, they're more injured than we thought. He probably had this during both of his stints this year, but now at least we found out it would be dangerous for him to keep going, and he'll have the surgery and be ready to go in April.
Let me ask you a question about Wade Miley and pitching coach Chris Hook. I mean, he's sitting with you and right next to you pretty much all the time. Does he pick up on stuff right away, or is it, you know, somebody going to disguise it even to the pitching coach that everything is all right?
No, I think Wade knew something was wrong. He didn't quite feel like himself, but he's so used to pitching with some normal aches and pains, and he's had so many of them throughout his career that he probably disregarded it, just went out and threw. We could tell his stuff wasn't crisp, but we thought it was mostly about not having the innings under his belt, not being in the kind of shape that he would be if he didn't have those injuries. But come to find out, he does have a tear there, a significant tear now that needs to be operated on.
Back with more from Pat Murphy after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking, but because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP Senior Account Executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues. It's the Brewers and the New York Yankees, game one of a three-game weekend series. Murph, the other thing, too, not a bad road trip. You come back home now from a bit of a homestand. The one thing that has changed in the game of baseball so much is the way we can change rosters and move players around from the minor leagues to the major leagues and back again. It seems as though every day that happens with this club and every other club for that matter too.
Well, we're a very young club. As you know, we had 12 guys make the opening day roster for the first time. We've had a rash of injuries. I mean, we've had 9 of our top 16 pitchers are down this year. And that's not counting that we lost Corbin and we lost Hauser. Yeah. And we lost Woody for the year. So we've been forced to have that. And thank God that the front office has built in enough depth that we can even field the team. You know, it's amazing. But we have so many guys injured that you never plan for this, but it really brings out your character. You see what you're made of.
It's more of, I hope I get a chance to play, but that's not the deal anymore. You're going to play definitely now. When you join the big league club, you are definitely on your way to play.
There's no doubt. I mean, guys on the 40-man roster, you know, sometimes they never get a shot, but in our deal, they're all getting a shot, and then some. We're going to have to go sign some other guys too, I'm sure, throughout the year. We'll probably set a record for number of players used this year, but and including pitchers, we'll definitely set that record. But, you know, it makes it fun, too. You see the young guys get opportunities. Tobias Myers got a great opportunity this weekend and threw really well this past week. And, yeah, that's a great thing. As a coach, it's a great thing to see.
That's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Right now, select tires are buy three, get one free with up to $100 consumer rebate on select Cooper tires when you buy four by the end of April. All Trico wiper blades are buy one, get one half price. Plus door busters like assorted Rust-Oleum 2X spray paints, just $4.99. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like cedar crust too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar crust ice cream sandwiches. Available in vanilla and black cherry.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field. Brewers and Yankees getting ready for the first of this three-game series here this weekend in Milwaukee. Time for the injury report. It's presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference in tough news for the Brewers today. News on Wade Miley's elbow issue, and the 37-year-old left-hander is going to require Tommy John surgery, so that ends his season with the Brewers. He'll spend the next year or so rehabbing and figure out where he wants to go from there. But certainly tough news for Wade, tough news for the Brewers also. Other injury news, this is more positive. Christian Yelich has been running on the field the last couple of days, even played a little catch today, light catch. But that is good news that things are progressing for Christian Yelich. Always a little slower than the player wants when it's a back issue, but at the same time, things moving in the right direction. Time for the keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, for the Brewers tonight, continue to keep this Yankees offense quiet. It has not been the offense you might have expected, at least over the last 10 games or so. And on the season, they have been held to one or less runs six times. Try to continue that with Colin Ray on the mound here this evening. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we return, I'll talk to Trevor McGill after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Byman Arch. Brewers and Yankees opening up this three-game series here this weekend at American Family Field, and we're joined by Brewers reliever Trevor McGill. You get your first career save yesterday in Pittsburgh. What a cool moment for you. I think 103 appearances, finally got that chance to slam the door, and you did a great job with it. What was going through your mind? I'm sure you weren't thinking about that so much as you were just trying to get through that ninth inning.
Yeah, just the only thought really going through my mind was where not to leave my fastball during that inning. Just kind of get ahead of two strikes as quick as possible and try to put them out from there.
The start to your season was probably not the way you envisioned it. You had the success in New York, had exchanged lineup cards with your brother, and then had the kind of freak thing happen where you end up on the seven-day concussion IL and work your way back from that. But it looks like you've hit the ground running and you really haven't missed a step since you've come back from the IL.
Always something dramatic, huh? It's always something. It's just kind of that happened, and team did a good job of giving me the amount of time and the preparation I needed to get back out here and help the team in the ways I can.
Take me through last year for you, Trevor, because when you first came up with the Brewers after they acquired you from the Twins, and strike throwing was something you were probably trying to get better at, and you did, and all of a sudden you had the curveball really going for you, and you became a leverage guy for the Brewers as the season went along. Yeah. What do you think changed for you, or what were you able to do to find that next level that you got to last year?
I always threw strikes. It's just like a matter of executing better strikes. You know, it's like you can be the sixth inning guy by kind of, you know, being in the zone and like they're, you know, just normal stuff like that. But then, you know, those eighth, ninth innings where guys are a lot more aggressive and just like seems like the hitters are a lot more locked in those late innings. So being able to put my fastball in spots where it's a little bit tougher for them to manage and trimming down the fat on that curveball a little bit, making it a little sharper of a pitch, also kind of just visually just makes everything look a little, you know, a little more similar and gets guys committed a little earlier. So, I think that was the big thing last year. You know, I mentioned it in spring training and, you know, I'll just continue to mention that probably throughout my career is just, tunneling is kind of king right now. And fortunate enough to have a little velo behind that too.
Explain tunneling for our listeners. Basically same arm slot, different pitch, right? For the most part, looks the same?
Correct, yeah, for the most part. They got guys, you know, who do the sinker slider and, you know, they're going in and out with it. And it's kind of, you want the ball to overlap when you're pitching like that. And then when you're an up down guy like myself, it's just kind of getting everything to come out of the same shoot. Curveball looks the same, 12-6, you know, fastballs up and down vertically. And, anybody listening at home, probably Glasnow might be the best way to really see that in action for an extended amount of pitches. Just the way that he throws glove side heaters and then follows up with his curveball. That was something that like I really dove into and watched. And then Fairbanks as well. He's got that kind of cut right fastball that, you know, on good nights I have. And his curveball shape is pretty similar to where I envisioned mine. And, just seeing guys around the league that have success with an arsenal like myself, you know, it's learning from guys like that who are at the, you know, top tier, and just kind of taking what they have to offer and what's out there and just doing what you can with your own arsenal, excuse me.
Is it easier to be an up down guy when you throw 99, 100 miles an hour? We see guys that don't necessarily throw that hard that can pitch up, but it's probably easier to have what you have and do that, correct?
It's not for the faint-hearted, I guess you could say. You know, throwing heaters to the best hitters in baseball is a little, you got to be locked in for that, it seems like. So, you know, sometimes I wish I had a two-seamer or whatnot to, you know, bust some bats and keep them off my heater. But, my arm doesn't do that. So you just got to strap it up and do what you got. What you got, excuse me.
Trevor, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Congrats on career save number one. I think there's more coming as well, so we appreciate
it. I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
You bet. Trevor McGill with us here on the On Deck Show, Bill Byman Arch. We have the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety.
What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't